or select girls in Salisbury? Did you know anything about that?
No, I know there is the academy, but I didn't know that it was for girls.
Apparently it was a school for the girls.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Uh-huh. I know it was called the academy. Mm-hmm. A red brick building there.
Uh-huh. Yes. You mentioned the big fire here in Lime Rock. Go ahead.
Yes,
Can you place the date of that approximately?
Well, one of the, one of the presidents died that night. I don't know which one it was. I know we heard about it.
Was it shortly after you came up here or much later?
About eight years or so.
So it would have been in the late 1920s or thereabouts?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, it's interesting. We have a group of fires recently, don't we?
Well, there were two fires that night. The building that the Bonhams had used, had one of Bonhams' buildings, not our building. This is the son's place.
Oh, I see.
And he sold it to us. We didn't have a fire. But we had the ruins. But the other Bonham house burned down.
Where was that?
The same night. They're both houses burned the same night. And everybody was at our house. We were having one of those lovely little parties that we so often had, little dances and things. And they, when they went home, they turned the fire, and they noticed the barn, the big red barn down there at the crossroads of 7 and...
Oh, uh-huh, at 7 and 112.
That burned down that night, too. Mm-hmm. They both went the
where,
same
where
night.
Was the Barnum's house that burnt? Was that...
Barn is... It's an open field. Oh, no, it isn't an open field now. They've built another sort of long building.
Oh, yes. That's near... near where they... where that antique store is, right?
Yeah,
I said yes. Did they ever find the cause of the fires? Did they ever know the cause of them?
Oh, you know how stories would go around.
Oh, what were some of those stories? Do you remember any of them?
They say they blame a certain old person that they did it, and, you know, that he'd been paid to do it, and all that kind of stuff. But it just wasn't.
Any bad feeling about the Barnhams in the community?
I don't think so.
No, so that...
I don't know why that somebody just simply burned it down. Maybe it was... You know, do hear all kinds of things.
We do now, too, with the fire.
Sort of the insurance running out and things like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think so. I don't know.
It might have been accidental.
That was a little mean, but to burn the barn, too.
Mm-hmm.
Barn there, the two of them at the same time. Mm-hmm. It was a terrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
People going home from our house saw them, you see.
Mm-hmm.
When they went. I don't know whether they turned it in or not. How it happened.
I suppose there was a volunteer fire department at that time.
The company's been here, right?
It was not in Lyme. Was there
from
Lakeville?
Yeah,
the same
Lakeville.
One. You wrote a letter to the Lakeville Journal. That's how we learned about you. What was that letter? You had some history in it about the area. What did you cover in that letter?
I don't remember.
No, you don't
recall.
I was
so surprised about it, but I remember doing it now that I wrote to the journal.
Yeah, Mrs. Haverly was very impressed with it and showed it to me, but I've forgotten the contents of it. Yes.
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I would like to be able to do things that I didn't. I wasn't very good. I didn't have enough willpower to go through and take things in my own hand and get going, you know.
What did you want to do?
I didn't I didn't, wasn't good.
No, but what was it you had hoped to do?
Oh, anything, like being an artist or anything. I wasn't very satisfactory when you get down to New York and become a little drudge, you know. Working for pattern houses and things
like that,
you know. I did find a very nice man down there who had it was in the Times, the news every day, about that much, you know.
Huh?
I had a little drawing in there for the sewing, how to make socks and how to make embroidery.
Uh-huh. You know? Oh, good. Sure enough.
I did that for years.
So that you actually commuted then from here in New York?
No. Only came up
at weekends here.
I was down there. Uh-huh. And,
How did you commute? Was there a train at that? Where was the station for the? Was there one
I here? Over the falls, over at the falls sometimes.
Across from the school, up that road.
No, it's right. It's right down that road where Mr. Fales lives. You know,
place that for me. I don't think I do.
Well, there was an old station house there. That's where my mother and father came to when they first found this place.
Is that right in the village, at Falls Village?
Right on the railroad track there is when you're going over the bridge, you turn to your right.
The bridge on 7.
Yes.
That goes up towards Music Mountain up that way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, I know where that is, yeah.
That road.
So that went
the
directly...
Bridge, the station was right there, and it's all burned out.
It's gone. Yeah.
So you'd come up to Falls Village and... Falls? Not Falls. What's the one that's down before? Cornwall Bridge.
At Cornwall Bridge.
Yeah, I could come up there and then have someone meet me, you see.
So there was a railroad station at Cornwall Bridge?
Where the covered bridge is.
Where the covered bridge is.
That was the railroad station there.
Oh, went right past there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
And then on down, goes on down to Kent.
To Kent, yeah. Right.
I used to come up that way sometime until I found the other one over to Millerton and could get someone to meet me and take me home.
And now we don't have that either.
That's good.
is there anything that we have not talked about in the area or the history of the area that comes to your mind?
No. Really, so the town has kept its feeling very nicely, I think.
Oh.
It's a nice town, and there are interesting people in each one.
What kind of feeling is that you're expressing when you say it has kept its feeling?
Well, they're all... They were all very dignified, most of the people we had. It was, to me it's a nice, it's still there, the whole charm of the place is still there.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone lives quietly on their own, isn't it?
Is there much social mixing, much friendliness?
I guess there must be. I'm not so very friendly.
Do you find it expressed through the church in town here?
Well, the church is growing, but that's growing from all directions. I don't know where they're coming from.
Uh-huh.
They're coming all around. Some down this road.
Yeah, sure. Are there many young people in the church now? No, I don't think so either. I don't know that we have too many young people in the area.
Well, the trouble is that the very young go to school here and they love to be with their companions.
Mm-hmm.
And they will take their parents away from our church to go to a church in Salisbury. to be with their group, you see.
Uh-huh.
I mean, in a way.
I understand.
They want to go to the church school that they have there, mm-hmm. to be with their friends mm-hmm. that are in school.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed it. We used to have a lot of little talks and lots of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Richards and I would take the children outside and form rings and play all kinds of games, you know, and
mm-hmm.
behind the church.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a little building back there, and that was burned down. Somebody got rid of that.
There too.
Thomas Park there now.
That question occurs to me. Now, I understand from some of the interviews I've had that many of the people who worked in the iron smelting place were largely Italians
I
think they said. Was there kind of a separation between, let's say, you and the Richardsons and the Italians? Was there any in the sense of they worked there and we were here kind of thing?
Only in the in a social way, I think.
Yes.
That's about all. It's like you're fond of certain people, and you find them.
You tend to go there.
That's all.
So that, let us say...
And the Italians found their own.
Right.
And yet the Chilio's sister was the sweetest little girl. I always think of her. And she's grown up. She's so beautiful and so lovely.
Is she in the area here?
No, I think she's in New York now. She was beautiful.
When you had your dances and your games then, they would be with the Richardsons, Barnums, but not the, let's say, the...
The Barnums weren't here anymore.
Oh, the Barnums weren't here anymore.
Down. Mrs. Richardson were here.
But your group of friends would be kind of... you'd have your own activities, and the Italian... Or are those who worked in the foundry would have their activities? Is that the way it kind of went?
We did have dinners when the church was still there. Used to have them in the Redmond's Hall, it was called.
The movie house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The Redmond's Hall.
Redmond's Hall. And the movie house was just in Redmond's Hall.
We put up the fire when we charged so they could have a fire escape from upstairs.
Oh, uh-huh.
I believe that's torn down now.
I would assume that most of the, if they were Italians working in the foundry, there, that they probably were in the Catholic Church most of them.
Yes, yes, I think so.
Yeah. But you did come together for, let's say, at the movie house, for instance, movies,
yeah,
and
yeah.
At some of the activities in Redmond's Hall. Okay. Would they be for the whole?
Everyone.
Yeah, to open to the public.
Yeah. And there's going to be a dance at all from there.
Uh-huh. You know, right. Sure.
Years ago,
what would be your hopes for Lime Rock? Has that ever crossed your mind? Things have changed physically here. You feel that there's a good community and charm, and all that has been.
Yes, I think so.
Yes. But what would you
find people? I think if you're friends.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly but surely.
Mm-hmm. Well, how would you like to see the town develop, or would you prefer not? Would you like to see the post office and grocery store and so on come back here again, or are you satisfied that that has gone?
Sometimes I thought that maybe it would be fun for me to have a store, but I wouldn't know how to run it.
Yeah.
You know, on those things. And I don't think it's... I think we're just as happy with the big stores that they have now.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Some go to Millerton and some go to King, you know.
Sure.
And then there's the other one, the Salisbury.
It's Shagbury.
Oh,
yeah. When were you born?
1902.
Right. Good for you. You look in great shape.
I'm getting on.
Well, we all are, but it's good to stay healthy in your older years. Is there anything else that you would like to put on this tape that I haven't asked you or you haven't thought of?
Well, turning up isn't there, I'm afraid I would. So that I won't worry.
Okay, all right. No. Make sure we get it. Yes.
Hezekiah's father gave that corner property to the church.
To the Trinity Church.
To be built, for the Trinity Church to be built on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have put windows in, and the altar is the pulpit.
The pulpit
is in memory of one of the family. Lily Barnum has a number of years that she lived in lilies all over it in design. You've seen it?
Yes.
You've been in that?
Yes, I have. Do you know about which year the Trinity Church went up? Do you know?
It's over. It very likely is right on the corner of the in the stone on the corner stone.
There,
I think.
I'm sure. I think I've even seen it, but I don't recall. I'll look at that. Yes. Very good.
It has been 100 years, I think.
100 years.
I think it has been. I think so.